then also in the end of February, Shelley is going to come and share. She really feels like she has a word from the Lord for the body of Eastgate. And so just keep her in prayer that she has not spoke. She has not shared. She has not done anything in quite a few years. But God won't leave her alone with what he has for this body. And those of you that have heard Shelley release any kind of prophetic word ever, it's just you just know it's God, because his presence and his anointing and it's just all over her, and it's just undeniable. And so that she will be here the last Sunday in February to share with us what God is showing her. And so this morning, I don't really have a message. Honestly, I have something in Thessalonians that God's been having me in, but I don't know. I remember there was times where I would be like downloaded. God would give me downloads and be like, oh my gosh, if I could speak this right now, this would be amazing. And like, you could just feel it, and it's like this incredible thing. And I remember like I would get downloads at work when I worked at Heine, and it was like on Wednesday, and it would be like, oh, where are the kids? I wish they were here right now, because if they were here right now, this would be so impacting. It would be life-changing, and they would just, you know, whatever. And then Wednesday night it would come, and I would be like, yeah, where did that go? You know what I mean? Like, what just happened? This was amazing 6 hours ago, and so it's just kind of one of those things where I'm listening in my car, and I feel like I'm getting this download, and it's like when it's time to release it, it's like, I don't feel so good about that, or that doesn't feel as powerful. But this morning, as Michael was saying, and he was releasing the promise and how he said that, Elijah, and he had to stay in it. And I'm just going to be gut level honest and real with you guys. This whole last week, I've been kind of wrestling with, okay, God, maybe I just want to be ordinary. Maybe I just want to go to work and take care of my new puppy and do nothing more than that. Maybe I just want to not have a calling on my life, or it's just kind of sometimes I just want to pretend like I've never experienced that. Honestly, and I was thinking about why, God, what's going on? And I was thinking about Steve, and I was thinking about how much he invested into me. And I wasn't expecting to cry. How, when you lose someone that has invested something into you so significant and poured into you, it just sometimes feels like, well, that's gone now. Now what? Now what? Now what do I do? And which got me thinking about the disciples, right? And I was thinking about Jesus poured into them his whole entire life. Everything that the disciples did was with Jesus 24/7, except for when he went aside to pray. Think about this. Everything that they did, Jesus was in. And everything Jesus did, they were in. For 3 years, it was like they were, like I was just thinking about that. And how Jesus tried to prepare them the whole entire time that, you know, I'm here for this reason. I'm here, and I'm going to rescue, I'm going to save, and it's going to be done this way. Now, they had the mindset of that Jesus was going to come, the Messiah was going to come, and he was going to rule and reign, and he was going to come and kick the Romans off the throne, and he was just going to, like, this total military, I'm coming, I'm taking charge, I'm going to right the wrongs, and I am going to take care of business. Like, that's the mindset that they had of the Messiah. That he was going to come in authority, and he was going to come with the sword, and he was going to come, and he was going to right everything that had been wronged. Now, this is the mindset, and for the 3 years, all throughout the scripture, Jesus is trying to redirect them And he's trying to share with them how what he's really here and what it's really gonna do and what he's really gonna do and how it's really gonna come about. And so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about, sometimes they get it, they'll have a moment of God like awareness, and you know, Peter declared you are the Messiah and you know all of these things. And they get it for a moment, and then it's gone. And how when Jesus then died on the cross, I was thinking about, if you read in the scripture, they went back to doing what they had been doing when Jesus first called them. They went back to what they knew. They went back to fishing. And I think that's part of when you lose someone that is invested spiritually into your life, and in the process of grieving and in the process of going through those things, what I'm learning is that I just kind of want to go back to doing just what I do. You know, just working, being at home, hanging out, whatever. And how even, I was thinking about the women, how they even went, like they still didn't have the understanding of what Jesus said when he said, you know, I'm going to rebuild the temple and in 3 days it will rise, and how they went to the tomb. So even still, they had not a clear picture of what and who Jesus was. And the angel said, why do you come to the living among the dead? Right? So then Jesus goes and he grabs the disciples again. He goes and he gets them, right? Because they had went back to what they had known. They went back to, right? I mean, now what do we do? Like, can you imagine having Jesus involved in everything and you had everything set on him? You had all your hopes, all your dreams, and these people were obviously the disciples in the Jewish time. You know, if you were worth anything, then you would go into the, you would go, like, as far as knowledge wise, you would be into the seminaries. I call them seminaries. They weren't seminaries then, but the Jewish equivalent of, right? And if you weren't smart enough to make it into that, then you went into the family business, which these were fishermen and, right? So here is someone who saw something in them and is pouring into them and discipling them and saying, okay, like, it's just this incredible thing. He saw something in them, even though they didn't cut it in the Pharisee and the Sadducee realm, and they weren't, you know, they didn't make it there, and so they were in the family business, and they were being fishermen. Jesus says, he comes, he finds them, and he's like, I'm going to make you fishers of men. I'm going to teach you. I see something in you, and I'm going to do this. And right, like, it's always easier to see that in yourself when you have someone that is seeing it in you as well. It really is. Let's just be real. Like, we need those people in our lives. We need those people that see the giftings and the callings and the things of God. Even just, not even giftings and callings. How about just who we are in him? Because when we know who we are in him, everything else will flow out of that place. And so I just was thinking about, for 3 years they had this. They had that investment. They had Jesus. And right, like, if they ever had any questions or they ever had anything, like, he was just right there. And now he's gone. So now they're back doing what it is they do. And then Jesus goes and he gets them. And he instructs them this time. I'm leaving again. I'm not here. I'm not here for good. I've got to go. And I've got to go. But there's one who is coming who I have to go so he can come, and he's going to lead you and guide you in all truth. And I find it very interesting, and this is, I guess, what I'm asking God for is, right, that the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has invested in us. And so the presence of God is so incredibly valuable to me. And I just, and the investment that Steve has poured into us, and the investment that Jesus pours into us, like all of it, it's so incredibly valuable. And there's going to be times and there's going to be seasons where we just want to go back to what we knew. We want things to go back to the way they were. And unfortunately, sometimes things happen, and so things can't go back to the way they were. Jesus had to leave. He had to go. It was a necessity. And please, I'm not saying Steve, I'm not equating the two at all, because I don't think Steve had to go. So please don't equate those two at all. I'm just saying Jesus, Steve's over here. This is Jesus, okay? I just want to make sure the enemy doesn't try to tell you that I'm correlating the two, because I'm not. But the Holy Spirit came, and he empowered them. And if you read in the book of Acts, which I talked about a while back, you know, when the Holy Spirit came, it empowered them. And it was almost like something that Jesus had been speaking on the outside, and right, and saying, like something happened on the inside then. And when something happened on the inside, it completely shifted, and it completely turned and shifted, and something changed in them. If you read that, something clicked that had not clicked before. Something on the inside of them, I don't know if it lined up, I don't know exactly what happened, but when the presence of God and the Holy Spirit baptized them on the day of Pentecost, it says that they went out speaking, and they spoke, and they were fluent, and like just this power that they had not had before. And so I guess I'm just asking God to do that in each and every one of us. That we would have that knowing deep on the inside, that the presence of God would just become so incredibly real. And we would just open ourselves up even more to the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit and his investment in our lives and his movement, because he's moving. He's still, that's what he does. Like he's moving. He's just this incredible gift of God to us. And so, I was in worship thinking, we were in the presence, and I was thinking, wow, Steve is enjoying this with unhindered everything. Like, there's nothing hindering him. And I'm supposed to be jealous of that, right? I'm supposed to be. But I'm really jealous of God, and that he has Steve there. How's that for honesty? Right? So, because I still think I need him here. But maybe there's something that needs to shift in me and in my mindset. And it's not necessarily a need, it's a want. I just wanted him here. I wanted another 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. I wanted to, if I ever had kids, I wanted him to baptize them. So, anyway, things have changed. Things are different. And God is still good, no matter what. And no matter where we're at in this journey and in this walk, he has something incredible for each and every one of us. And I believe that. I believe that with everything in me, that he has something. If you're still here, if you're still breathing, if you still have breath and life, then he still has something incredible for us. Otherwise, right? Like, so I guess this morning I just wanted to share that, what I shared, I guess. So, God, I just thank you for this morning. And Daddy, I thank you that even when we don't understand things, that you are here. And Holy Spirit, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you that you came and that you lead us and guide us into all truth. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you desire to know us and to be known and for us to know you and to make the Father known. I thank you that you desire relationship, that we would know the Father and be known by him. And so, God, in every person's life here this morning, wherever they're at, whatever they're going through, I just ask that you pour out everything that they need. God, everything that they need, God, that you would just give it to them. I just love you, and I thank you, God, for who you are. And God, I thank you for the body of Eastgate. I thank you, God, for bringing them here. And we just love you and thank you. I just want to remind you guys of this scripture before you go. Because I was reading it again, and it just really reminds me of you guys. And it's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This way no one can say I didn't use scripture this morning. Regarding life together and getting along with each other, you don't need me to tell you what to do. You're God taught in these matters. Just love one another. You're already good at it. Your friends all over the province of Macedonia are the evidence. Keep it up. Get better and better at it. So I just want to give that to you guys because I really believe that you guys do this already. And so I just want to leave you with that as you go. Thank you.